Yeah, great day. Attitude, Seahawks, like through and through guys, like competitors, athletes, tough. Just great job by Josh and Ryan, like really getting to know the people, the competitors, and yeah, it was a fun day, and we were able to make a trade. So we give Pittsburgh a lot of credit for doing a great job and working with us. We had a number of can't wait to give these guys crud. We had a number of teams like, you know, kind of go away on us. But anyway, yeah, no, it was a great day.
John, we've heard you talk about wanting to get draft picks who are going to come in with the mindset of wanting to compete with guys and just raise that level of
play. Absolutely, yeah.
From talking to these guys for 5 minutes on a conference call, they sound like they're going to bring some of that.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. Dave told us that. Julian was like that with you guys too. In reputation wise, he's just been a fairly quiet guy, but like he's a really confident athlete, and you know he's been through a lot. The young hipper scouts, you know, they have a saying for leveling up, and this guy's done it. You know, he went to Fresno, enrolled at Stanford for a minute, and then you know wanted to challenge himself in the SEC, and he did it. Performed at a high level, and yeah, no, they're both really confident guys. Bud's gonna be fun too. He's a blast. Mike and I were talking about like the personalities like throughout the process. Like, man, if we put Bud and Spoon in the same room, like, what's gonna happen? Nick in his second year, you know. So,
do you prioritize how much more digging do you have to do to find those qualities in the guys you're drafting now?
A deep dive, if you may.
Yeah, deep dive. Yes. Yeah. Go back and do a deep dive. No, our guys just do a great job of getting to know the people, and we have a great cohesion in our room. You know, all the guys that go in over the top to the schools too, you know, Aaron and JB and Jason Barnes and, you know, Matt Berry and Trent and all the cross checking that goes on, and then all the interviews we have with the guys, you know, at the All-Star games, throughout the spring with the scouts, and then when the coaches come in, all those Zoom meetings are just so important. And then having the guys in here as well. Bud came in on a 30, and everybody had a blast with him.
Julian told us that at the combine, less than 12, he was going to be a Seahawk. Well, I guess what at the combine in that interview stood out that Leslie would hold with that?
Well, I think there's a clearly like a competitor and a confidence in there. Takes a lot of pride in how physical he is. At the corner position, he's played safety as well. But Leslie looks like a pretty smart guy. It's pretty cool. Turns out Leslie's knows what he's doing.
Regarding Bud, how important was it to replace Kobe and say, oh, like let's have similar attributes in that regard, or did that not steer your thinking with him at all?
Yeah, I don't think we think through like in those terms that we're like we're not trying to replace anybody. We're just trying to find like the best people for us. And Bud has like a really great, cool, like exciting skill set and personality, competitive spirit to him. I mean, like the thing, you know, we're not just gonna play him at safety. You can play nickel. Could probably play corner for us. We'll figure that out kind of as we go and how the team kind of, you know, shapes out. But we got some really great players at safety too that are going to compete. I mean, Ty Akota won a lot of games, helped win us a lot of games last year. Rodney Thomas is a guy that we're really high on. A lot of guys. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of great competition, but Bud has the skill sets that we're looking for in our secondary play with the competitiveness, the ball skills, the man-to-man ability, that type of stuff.
You guys obviously didn't know at the end of day one who you were going to be able to get on day two. Now that you have that behind you, like, how did the draft fall relative to how you were hoping it would fall through 2 days?
Yeah, Matt Berry sent me a text on Friday morning with these three guys' names. It's like, okay. So, and we did just kind of scrimmage this out a lot, like, you know, through okay, is it a runner or a corner, or a corner or a runner? You know what I mean? All the way through it like that. And no, we're really excited. Yeah, just to be able to, you know, that balance of, you know, best player team need really, really held true. So, yeah, it was exciting.
Was that last Friday? He texted you that, or was that?
Sorry. I apologize. Thursday morning. Yesterday morning.
How important was it to add another pick? Obviously,
it's huge.
As well.
Yeah, we almost added another one, too, but we decided to stay in pick. So.
Oh, which pick was that?
Sorry?
Was that with the third round pick or the second round?
No. Well, I'm not going to tell you. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a great try, but.
Mike, to add to your culture, how difficult is it to project these 24, 22?
I'll tell you later.
From a different program across the country and how they're doing. What are you considering to try to mold them into the culture here?
I mean, I know. I don't know how much it's changed. You know, I mean, like, I think the way that we've been able to, like, bring our coaching staff, like, kind of in concert with the way that we've done it here for a long time and our personnel people, and it's not like we came in and said this is what we want. It was like we came together and we both sides said, like, this is kind of how we want to build it, and that's grown. I think it's evolved since we got here, and it's just like that makes it a really fun process, and so it's easy to trust when guys like Brian Florence is saying that, you know, he believes in a certain guy, or our scouts and stuff. So like that, it's a really fun process, you know, that we can get aligned and have buy-in kind of across all levels, which is really cool.
So what traits of these three guys fit your culture? How do they best?
Well, I think this is a great example of that. It's like you asked yesterday about JD, like, his personality is way different than Julian's, which is way different than Bud's, but they're all, like, we all believe that they're, I mean, Spoon's different personality than Leo. I mean, it's just, but they have those core, like, competitive fundamentals. They got swag, they got confidence, but they have humility. I mean, they play an exciting brand of football, you know, which we feel like we're excited to work with, so I think that's the common denominator.
Mike, you got Julian's
not. And they understand it's the ultimate team sport. They have that, like, self awareness, self-sacrifice, like all the lessons whoever in the room has played football has learned from the game.
Yeah.
Mike, Julian hasn't been playing corner that long. He told us that he moved over there from safety.
Yeah.
Where do you see him at coming to the NFL in terms of where his progress is at playing that position?
Yeah, we see him playing corner, and I think that's one of the exciting parts about where he is like there's so much room for growth. He's already playing a really good brand of football. He has great traits. He's got a great work ethic. He's super competitive. He's smart. I mean, those are all the ingredients that that we believe can add up to, you know, playing even better football as his career grows. So it's pretty cool.
When you guys talk about the attributes, what's a CR? You two have won a Super Bowl together. Does that in any way leave you more convicted about this? Like, double down on this because it worked? Was there some stamp of certainty that winning the Super Bowl gives you with regards to your thoughts and plans on?
I think this one's yours.
Not to like go all like wax poetic, but like whether or not we won, how the game, like what the Super happened in the Super Bowl last year, I think we all felt that our process was like worth chasing and preserving, honestly, you know, and like, we're really proud of the team that we were able to build last year and how we did it and the people on the team. And when I say team, I'm saying, like, everybody in the building, all 70 guys, coaches, staff. So I think it's more of a product of just kind of attacking the, like, what we want to, like, the vision of who we want to become over the course of 2 years. I think we're more confident. You know, I think it's having the results for it definitely helps. But I don't think if we won the game or lost the game, we would have changed anything.
Mike, you talk about
It stops and it all starts again. You know, it's like this, okay, well, that's the last game, no matter if you made the playoffs, didn't make the playoffs, whatever, and now, okay, here you go, like, here's our next round of the process.
Mike, you talk about how having the same guys on the field that can get into different structures is an important, like, evolution. And these two guys you drafted today have experience at different positions. How much does that versatility play into how you guys play defense?
It's really important. It's really important. You got to be careful when you say versatility, because to be like a jack of all trades, master of none, is not really our brand of ball. Like, so we got to be intentional on how we play our players. But as we've seen, like last year, like you need guys to be able to do different things, whether it's through like attrition, you know, over the course of the season, or you know, as you build out your systems on like the things you need to be able to do. Obviously, being able to do more is better, you know, but it's our responsibility as coaches to make sure it's, you know, refined and focused enough that it's still in like our guys' wheelhouse, so they can go, you know, they can go play their best ball and let their talents shine. So that's why you go through the process, you know. That's why you do you attack phase one like crazy, and you know, you just respect the importance of each day, because that'll kind of bring everything into focus.
Clark had 15 interceptions at TCU. How kind of his playmaking ability?
Is that good?
Yeah.
Poor. That's pretty good.
Yes, we'll give him credit when he's here, but he probably should have had 30.
Yeah.
He dropped. Like, he gets his hands on a lot of balls. Let's put it that way.
Sounds like he played really well at the Senior Bowl too. Just kind of, is his tape there? Did it kind of stand out to you guys?
Yeah, I thought the coolest part about the Senior Bowl was like he just took a ton of one-on-one snap or ton of one-on-one reps. You know, I don't know how they do it, but it seemed like he was the guy in every other rep, and he's covering people, and so that was for me that was really cool. That was awesome.
Like taking all those opportunities to get his hands on the football, he's really aggressive jumping routes. How much of a balancing act is there when you're dealing NFL quarterbacks and NFL offenses with? You wanted to play aggressive, but you also, you know, this is the NFL.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a balance, right? We want to train them the way we train our people and play within the system, but you can't coach the player out of the player. So I think that's going to come, again, you got to go through the process. You got to get a good feeling for the things that he's seeing and that's why you practice, you know, just, you know, go make those decisive decisions in practice and then kind of go through the process that way and coach him up and go, you know, kind of just one play at a time, you know. But the thing you can't coach is his ability to go get it, you know, so that you don't want to take that away from him.
Obviously, there was the attempts earlier on to try and move down and work out, but staying where you were for the most part and still getting these guys, you have Julian saying, no, we're going to go back to back. Like, getting those kind of guys.
What did you say?
He said we're going to go back to back.
Julian said that?
Yeah.
We'll talk to him about mass things.
Maybe it was the wrong scouting report. Eh? No kidding. He's a confident sucker.
Out
that was your question?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's like Brian Fleury would say, it's very enjoyable.
enjoyable tape to watch.
Yeah, he has a funny thing. He's like, yeah, I really enjoyed watching this guy's tape. It was very enjoyable. So we're getting to learn Brian. It's fun.
I think it just speaks to the trust the process, you know. Like, and I think, and not because he's sitting here, but like just to see how John operates the whole draft and with the rest of our staff and just how well they work together, and it's really, really cool to see it happen in real time.
John, maybe Mike as well. How do you balance that self confidence and then awareness of the team? Where is it in your evaluation? How important is that? How has that changed over the years? When you hear players, they have to be confident, right?
But your self awareness. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, no, we've learned a lot over the years, you know, and that's our character process, our evaluating the person and the connections that everybody has to that our scouts work their tails off to reach out to, you know, have their connections and spend the extra time to figure out who that person truly is, you know, the competitor, the swag, but yet having like an awareness of not, you know, putting yourself in front of the team. Yeah, we said we had plenty of time to get ready for rookie free agency. We could have had our meetings tomorrow, you know. I think that our estimated our estimated time to pick at 188 is like 12:03 or something like that. So that's going to be a freaking blast. Sit there and watch all his names come off. It's really fun.
Grady and then Hugh.
On Julian's physical, he called himself the most physical corner in this draft. Can you just talk about that part of his game?
Yeah, that's cool that he said that. It's actually the number one thing that stood out to me when I first, like, when the guys were presenting, we first started studying. I was like, this guy, like, he brings it. It's important to him. And he wants to be physical. If you're into, you know, 6'2 corners that have length and want to tackle.
John, is there any adjustment in any way that you make going through a draft with Mike as opposed to with Pete?
Any adjustments?
Well, just kind of approach, like, you know, obviously there must be some difference in their personality. I'm not trying to...
No, that's not...
There's no difference whatsoever.
No, it's getting to know obviously the head coach, but getting to know the guys are going to be spending time, you know, the position coaches, the guys will be spending time, and, you know, what kind of buy-in are they going to have, and do they want to coach the player, and I mean, I know the mistakes that I've made personally in the past and what that looks like, and so we've learned from those things, and, you know, we don't want to repeat it. I mean, so, but... No, it's different with all the assistant coaches, I would say, more than, because you're always going to have those private conversations like, okay, you good? We good? You know, so. Right, except in pregame. Mike doesn't want to talk to me during pregame. Pete want to talk.